Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, February 13th, 2026. Friday the 13th for those who celebrate. It's also World Radio Day, which was proclaimed by UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, in 2011 to, quote, thank broadcasters for the news they deliver, the voices they amplify, and the stories they share, end quote. So, hats off to everyone who makes that possible by donating time, energy, and or financial support. That number again is 469-6600. This radio station is kind of like a stew, and if you can hear this, you're one of the ingredients. So, speaking of food, we have some news for farmers today. The Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry, DACF, has announced two funding opportunities that are now open to Maine farmers to support investments in soil health and specialty crop production. The first is Maine Healthy Soils Program Soil Health Implementation Grants. The eligibility requirements include owning and/or operating a farm in Maine that produces at least $2,000 worth of agricultural products each year that are sold or donated to community food programs. Awards of up to $65,000 will help farmers overcome barriers to improving soil health and integrating best practices into day-to-day management. The funds may support projects such as equipment upgrades, improved management practices, and increased labor access. There'll be a virtual information session next Wednesday, February 18th at 1 p.m., and the application deadline is March 17th at noon. The second is the Maine Specialty Crop Minor Equipment Grant, designed to help commercial farms enhance the competitiveness of specialty crop production through strategic equipment purchases. The eligibility requirements include owning and operating a commercial farm headquartered in Maine, growing and harvesting at least one specialty crop in Maine, and not having received funding from the DACF's Agricultural Infrastructure Investment Program or the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program. The DACF anticipates awarding up to $290,000 through this opportunity, with individual awards ranging from $2,000 to $10,000. They have three upcoming informational sessions on Zoom, and the application deadline for this grant is April 3rd, 2026 at noon. You can go to the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry's page at maine.gov and navigate around to find the details of both of those grant opportunities and the upcoming informational meetings. But I'll also post the direct links in the archives of today's Around Town at weru.org if you don't feel like looking for them on the state's website. And from farming to eating, as part of Ellsworth Public Library's National Libraries Lover Month, they are hosting a Valentine's Day author event, Recipes for a Healthy Heart, with Jane Croson. Quote, local author Jane Croson will share poems, excerpts, and recipes from her new cookbook, Culinary Landscapes, A World of Delicious Discoveries in a Maine Mapmaker's Kitchen. Croson's journey into cookbook publishing began in 1988 with a handmade collection created as a wedding gift. Like the first cookbook, Culinary Landscapes explores international flavors and seasonal ingredients, sharing discoveries in home and camp cooking, artful baking, kitchen gardening, foraging, and preserving. Recipes for 350 new and old favorites include colorful salads and soups, appetizers and small plates, vegetarian and ethnic dishes, sauces and condiments, sides and comfort dishes, holiday and breakfast specials, luscious desserts, and a cosmos of cookies, end quote. That's happening on Saturday, February 14th at 2 p.m. at the Ellsworth Public Library. You can get more information at ellsworthlibrary.net. As we wrap up the week, I want to take a minute to thank everyone who's made a pledge this week and during the previous pledge drives, making up for the public media funds that were taken away by the current administration. If anything good comes out of this moment in history, it might be that in the face of tyranny, fully knowing the possible consequences, people across the country, including the WERU community, have doubled down on their support for our neighbors and for free speech and independent media. Thank you. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Happy Valentine's Day tomorrow. We heart you.